The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
My name is Phil Vanderpool, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 197 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and with me on the show today is my wonderful co-host, the man, the myth, the legend. You've heard about him in song and story. He is Mike Scopa from WDW Today and touringplans.com. Welcome to the show, Mike.
You started doing that introduction. I turned around. I said, who's here? Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm well. I'm getting over some stomach bug issues or all sorts of stomach issues. So it's been putting a wrench in my Dumbo training, but I think as we record this podcast, I will have just come back from Texas again. So a trip to San Antonio and to Austin for work and a little bit of pleasure. So I'm sure it's going to be very hot in Texas in August, but looking forward to it.
Yep.
So, Mike, we have a lot of announcements. We have a lot of things going on. The first thing is that we still have our 200th show coming up, and we have lots of people who have called in. And our show is going to be actually extended, isn't it? Because we're going to have a panel of people on the show, and then we're going to have people who have called in. We're going to put their recordings in the show, too.
We're going to mix the audio bites with the sounds and discussions that take place as we record with our guests. And I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere in the area of almost an hour for that show.
Yeah.
So long runs.
Three hours. 3 hour extravaganza.
Yeah. Well, we get an hour. Yeah.
We have two meets coming up in Dumble Double Dare weekend, August 30th and August 31st. So you can look at the Mickey Miles Podcast Facebook page if you want to RSVP and join us, either at the Territory Lounge or the day after the half marathon at the ice cream shop on Main Street with a Pirates ride afterwards. All right, so Mike, do you have a shout out today?
My shout out is to you to shout out for me.
Okay, the shout out is for a dear old friend of ours whose name is Dee Dee Webster. She is from Chesapeake, Virginia, and she is a good running friend of ours from Team All Ears days, and she's getting back to running, and I love to see her recording her running. So Dee Dee, we're giving you the shout out to encourage you to get out there and keep running. We're glad to have you back running.
Welcome back, Dee Dee. It's been a long time. It's been like 20 years, so.
It hasn't been that long.
Yes.
All right. She's a great cheerleader and a lovely person, too. So, Mike, the show, I don't know how the show evolved, but sometimes you and I throw around ideas, and this is kind of a wacky idea, which, you know, we tend to do sometimes. But this show is sort of like, we're calling it the blind interview, right?
The blind interview.
Kind of like a blind date, but a blind interview. So, I thought it would be fun to come up with questions that we can ask each other about running Disney that the other person has no idea what the question is ahead of time.
All right.
So, would you like to start, or would you like me to start? We'll see how this goes.
Why don't you go first?
Who knows if this will even air. All right, the first question I have to you, I'm going to start off giving you a softball, but then I'm going to build up. I know you don't do this, but if you were to choose to run in a costume, what costume would you choose, and which race would it be in?
Wow. I think, wow, that's a good one.
Did I stump you on the first question?
You know, I think that I would run in, we talked about favorite colors to run in. I like to run in gray. So maybe I'd like
every time you run in gray.
I'd like to run, maybe I'd like to run in the Star Wars half marathon as Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
That would be cool. With a cape?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and a helmet?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, good. Do you have a question for me?
If you could work for Run Disney, what job would you like to have?
That's my second question to you. So I guess we can, but that was honestly my second question to you. So if I were to work for Run Disney, it's not hard for me to decide what I'd want to do. I would want to either be the race announcer, you know, to do what Carissa does and to cheer people on, especially at the finish line, I think must be really exciting. Or to work behind the scenes as race director or assistant to the race director to really kind of learn all the different pieces that it takes to make a race successful and fun for people. What about you?
Mine is kind of a little bit like that, but very, very specific. What I would like to do is I would like to be sort of a race announcer, but I would want to be in the crowd before the race interviewing people.
Oh, nice.
And having it come over the PA system, interview people and ask them, you know, about the race today, what they're doing and how they trained and a few other things.
Like I think, roving reporter?
Yeah, that's what
would
I would
want.
Would
it be up on the screen right when you talk to them?
I think
or would
so.
It be for like the reel later on?
No, it would be like live. And
nice.
Yeah, I think
that would be
good. Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. Okay, so I asked you the same question, so now you can ask me a question.
Okay. If someone said to you, you know, the Run Disney budget is too much and we need to wipe out one race weekend, which one would you wipe out?
Ooh, wow. Aside from Expedition Everest.
Everest.
Which one would I wipe out? Gosh, that is a really tough one. Should I choose one on each coast or just one total?
Well, this is what you can do. Let me qualify it a little bit more. You can wipe out and adjust. In other words, if you wiped one out and you wanted to, so let's say you took one race weekend mm-hmm. away. And there's a gap there. You can move another race weekend into that slot if you want.
Oh, okay. That is a really tough one. I think I would wipe out the Tower of Terror race, even though I really like the Tower of Terror race. I like the theming of it. Because I think the other race weekends offer lots more variety, the 5K, the 10K, the half now that's being offered for all of them. And that's, I don't want to say just a 10-miler. I mean, I know there's a 5K too, but I think with Wine and Dine so close that would be the one that would be missed the least.
Okay.
What about you?
I would eliminate... I think I would eliminate the Princess half, and I would move Star Wars to the East Coast, because it would be, and I would probably move that to April, late April, and I would have that to be the harbinger for Star Wars weekends.
The harbinger.
Harbinger.
You know, it's interesting as this
harbinger
as this show goes on, I realize that it's pretty much like our regular conversation when we're not podcasting. This is the stuff we talk about, folks. Okay, my next question to you is if Run Disney gave you carte blanche to design your own, so it's kind of the opposite of what you asked me, you can design your own race, what would be the theme of the race and when would it be?
Well, this is interesting because I've thought about this many times and I would... like to see a Run to Dawn Disney. I'd like to see a half marathon or a marathon. Probably I would go with a half marathon Run Disney event that would take place so that people would be running to dawn. That means that you would be gathering around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and you would run so that most people would finish, or you'd finish as the sun would be coming up. And I would like to do that on New Year's Eve. And you could call it the New Year's Eve half marathon.
Wouldn't it be fun to celebrate New Year's Eve with other runners?
And I think what I would also like to do, maybe we could do...
So, like, are you saying that it would turn January 1st and we'd be running at 1 o'clock in the morning?
So this is what would be. So what you have for the half marathon, you have the same race pace requirements as a full. So let me change that a little bit. So we'll have two races. We'll have the full and the half. So going with their pace requirements, it's 7 hours for a marathon, and then then you're swept. For a half, it's 3.5. So what you do is you start the half marathon. So let's say dawn is supposed to occur at 7 o'clock on January 1st in Orlando. So that means that the marathon begins at 12, but the half marathon begins at 3.5 hours later, so that you'll have people finishing at the same time. So there may be people who will finish well before dawn, but there will be a breakfast party.
Ooh.
In the morning. So you have a breakfast party. So there would be. So my guess is that the best place to have this finish is in Epcot. So you'd have it finish in Epcot. I think it would be very interesting. Yeah, it might be cold in January in Orlando, but I think it would be pretty interesting to do something like that. So I would love to do something like that.
That's fun. What about theming?
The theming would be Happy New Year, and we would encourage people to wear things that they would normally wear at a New Year's party, hats. You know, you could run with noisemakers or whatever. I think it would be pretty fun.
Can I build on that?
Yes.
I know it's your idea, but what about if the theming was pirates? Because that's the race I would love to do, a pirates theme race.
I don't think pirates flies anymore.
No?
I don't think the Princess and the Pirates party never flew, and I don't think pirates
no,
flies.
No, just a pirates, like a pirates theme race.
I really don't
no,
think
it's
going to fly. Yeah.
All right, and the other thing I was going to say for that race, instead of the half marathon, what about bring back the marathon relay?
I would agree with that.
Because that was fun, that Chippendale marathon relay.
I would think that would be fun.
That was the race that convinced me that I could run a marathon after doing the half marathon and then the marathon relay.
Yep.
So, cool. I like it. All right. Next question for me.
Oh, okay. I don't know if everybody likes what they find at the end of a Disney race. I know you and I have done non-Disney races, and we've found... I've done several races outside of Run Disney, and I've had different experiences with the post-race refreshments. So I wanted to ask you if they came to you and said, Michelle, you're in charge of post-race refreshments, would you make any changes, deletions, additions? What would you do?
That's a great question. I think my best experience so far with post-race has been running for the charity for the Boston Marathon. Of course, we raised a lot of money, and they treated us very well. They had a place with all sorts of different desserts, sandwiches, really high quality food. We had the ability to get a massage at the end, and then there was a band and dancing and plenty of places to sit and those types of things. I think that one of the things that, you know, we're kind of given our bananas and then kind of all led to the parking lot, it would be nice to have like places for people to sit down and gather and just kind of relax and talk to each other, and you know, a shaded area, tent, you know, something like Race Retreat for everybody would be nice, but with better amenities, better food. I would pay more money. I know the races are expensive, but I would pay more money if everybody could have an experience like that, because I think it's you just want to sit and reflect and just, you know, decompress after the Boston Marathon. I know this isn't going to be we could never do this at Disney, but I had a chance to leave new clothes there and shower and eat. And so I had an hour and a half after the race where when I was ready to go, I felt terrific. I felt really good and refreshed, and I'd like to have that opportunity at the end of a race.
Good.
All right. You ready for your next question?
Mm-hmm.
So if we've talked a lot about Run Disney maybe designing events that are off Disney property, and if you were going to choose a city where there was going to be a Run Disney, an event that Run Disney produced that was not Orlando or Disneyland or Paris, where would you choose to have the inaugural? I mean, I know they had a little thing with Jeff Galloway in Atlanta, but where would it be?
Marceline, Missouri.
Really?
Yes, it would be the Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Marathon, not the Walt Disney World Marathon. It would be the Walt Disney race weekend at Marceline, Missouri, celebrating his life. It would be all about Walt. And you would have a 5K, a 10K, a half or a full, and you'd whatever you wanted. I think it would bring.
How would it be all about Walt? Tell me.
It would every piece of promotion material would be Walt, not Mickey, not Star Wars, not Princess. It would just be on him, because I think we always lose the notion that he's the guy who started it all. We wouldn't have all these medals hanging up if it wasn't for him. So I think he's been lost in all this. So I think that the race markers would have him, photos of him. They would sell shirts. I think the medal would be just of him, his face or whatever. I think it should be Walt, and I think it should be Marceline, Missouri, where it all, you know, where Main Street USA is based on, and maybe that would be the medal. It would be a profile of Main Street USA or that typical street in Marceline at the turn of the century. Or
so are you envisioning something as big as the 26,000 people doing Walt Disney World races, or something smaller?
I think it would be smaller, because I mean I have no idea, you know, the closest town or city. I'm sure there would be an issue with hotel rooms and things like that, so I'm guessing it would be small, maybe 10 to 15,000, and I think that you would find a lot of the Disney purists going.
Interesting.
Well. Yeah.
I think I would do Hawaii. I would do Aulani in Hawaii. That would be really fun. But because I don't know if there's any other marathon or half marathon or any race that's dedicated to a person. But I think it's an interesting idea.
Well, he's an interesting person. Yeah. He starts the whole ball rolling. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. What could I... Let me ask you... let me see. I'll ask you another question. If in the future, as we see the popularity of Run Disney races just continue to explode, and Run Disney is now faced with, you know, how are we going to handle all these people? And they look to the Yellow Pages to find... a race consultant, and under race consultant in the Yellow Pages there's only one person, and it's you, and they call you and they say, Michelle, we've got a problem. We have approximately 25,000 slots for this Run Disney, for this marathon we're doing. We have so many slots for this race. We have tons of people who are killing our infrastructure, killing our servers when they try to register for these races. We need a solution to handle all these requests. Please come up with the solution. What is the solution?
Oh, my goodness. That could be a whole podcast unto itself. Well, you know, I'm not a computer programmer. I don't think active.com is working, and I don't know exactly what the solution. But, I mean, I know that those things can be done because you have places like Ticketmaster that handle lots of tickets, people buying tickets all at once. So I don't know. You stumped me with that one. Do you have an answer for that one?
I think that the answer is to have double races. I know that at one point they were considering having...
So not changing the technology?
Not changing the technology, but changing the races. For instance, if you have, like on the Walt Disney World race weekend, maybe you do 2 5Ks, 2 10Ks. 2 halves and 2 fulls. And what you do is you figure out how, maybe not 2 fulls, maybe the full is a different story, but you figure out a way that you can handle all the races, and that could mean either longer days or double days. So you have maybe Tuesday and Wednesday is the 5K, Thursday and Friday is the 10K. Saturday, there's two half marathons. You just run them one right behind the other. And then Sunday, you just have one. I don't know. You could have a marathon. You can have a lottery. There are a whole bunch of things. I think that they feel this because that's why we've got so many races. I mean, they're in the business to making money, unlike a lot of other races. You know, people that run races, Disney wants to make a profit, so they're trying to figure out how best to do it, and they're offering more races. It's a really interesting dilemma. It's a nice dilemma that a lot of people want to have, but you also don't want to have a dilemma where you can't make as much money as you possibly can because of limitations.
I see your point, and I know you've been talking about this for a while. I wonder if it would be a paperwork nightmare. So say I signed up for a half, and then you signed up for a half, and we're buddies, and we want to run together, and then we get put on different days. You know, our families sign up, and, you know, people want to switch races around. You know, I can't make it Friday, but I can make it Saturday. My work schedule changed, or you know, there was weather on Friday, so I'll do can I just get switched over to the next race? I like what you're saying, but I think it would be tricky.
Well, you have to be able to commit to either one. You can't just say I'm signing up on whichever one they give me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You sign up. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to go for the Friday one. I'm going to go for the Saturday half marathon. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just make sure that you have that arrangement with your running buddy. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I have another one for you. You ready?
Okay.
You're going to like this one. So I know one of your favorite things when you're running the half marathon at Walt Disney World for January race weekend. One of the things when you were helping me train for my first race that you told me to look out for and, you know, take a time out to listen to was the gospel choir at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you could choose any musical act as your grand finale at the end of a Walt Disney World race, who would be there?
Wow. I know who you're thinking I'd say, but
I do.
Yeah, I don't think the Beach Boys could make it. I would.
Well, if that's what you want.
You know, I think I'd like to see the original cast from Glee.
I could not be more surprised.
I'd like to see them singing. I'm not sure what I would have them singing, but I'd like to have them singing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But they're not really a musical group. I guess
they're
a cast,
yeah, they're
I guess.
A cast. They sing, yeah.
Anybody else? Beach Boys.
Boy, that's a good question. Beach Boys aren't what they used to be. There's a lot of people who aren't what they used to be. Wow. I can think about the Beach Boys. I can think about the Eagles. I can think about the... I can think about a whole bunch of them, but I think I'd want someone contemporary with a lot of energy because I think we all need that as we get into that last stretch.
Like Kanye?
No.
Like Macklemore?
Who?
I forgot it.
Oh, Nicki Minaj? You can't.
Nicki Minaj. It would have to be clean. All right, any more questions for me? I have another one for you.
I have one question. Would you be in favor if Run Disney said due to crowds and inconvenience for our runners, we've decided to have online ordering for our expo. And so you can go online to a site and you navigate over to the left panel, and in the panel we'll have all the booths that would be there, all the exhibitors or whatever. And if you click on a certain one, you would find everything that exhibitor would offer. You could then order it online, and then when you go to pick up your race packet, you would not go to the expo, but you would go to some place and pick it up. That means you could not go around and shop and browse. You would just pick it up, but you would have to agree that you would not go to the expo, because the whole idea here is to, number one, give you the opportunity to get whatever you wanted to get at the expo, but they did not want it to be as crowded as it has been in the past. Would you be agreeable to that?
No. Actually, some places are starting where you can order and you can pick it up at the Race Expo, but I think it's fun just to browse. I like to browse. I know okay. some people don't want the crowds, but I like the crowds.
And the reason why I say that is because we see that going on with the New Balance shoes, and so I'm wondering where that's going to lead to.
Yeah. You know? So that was one of my questions to you. I have two more. The first one is, would you ever buy New Balance Run Disney shoes?
No, it's going to be Asics forever. Mm-hmm. I'll be buried in Asics. I mean, I have issues. I mean, I tore my knee apart. And when I was younger, playing basketball, and I just have to be very careful about it. So I'm sticking with what has never hurt me, and that's the Asics. Three models I wear. GT1000, GT2000, and the Kayano. I can wear one of those and have no problems. I just don't fool around with it. It's not worth it.
So for me, I think I would, but there are two issues. Number one is the line, although I think they're doing a better job with the lottery. The second one is the price for shoes that I'm not going to run in. I don't want to pay that much. I mean, I should be more frugal than I am. If I see something I like, I usually buy it, but I just to buy shoes that I wouldn't run in, I have plenty of old running shoes that I could do that in. All right, here's my last question for you. You ready?
Go ahead.
If you could choose any celebrity announcer to, we have wonderful announcers, Carissa and Rudy, but if you could have a celebrity announcer be the person who announces the races. I'll give you two. You can choose two. Who would they be?
Two announcers to announce the race. Do they have to be a living?
No.
All right. Well, this person comes to mind because he just said he would be returning for his 66th season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that's Vin Scully. He's been announcing baseball more than anyone else. I think it would be kind of cool to have Vin Scully be a race announcer. That'd be number one. My second person would be someone that maybe not too many people would know, but maybe they would. His name is Frank Caliendo. He is he does voice impressions, and he does them very well, and it would be really interesting to have him be a race announcer because he would change the voices. It would be like having more than just one. It would be like having 20 or 30 different famous people with famous voices announce the race. So that's who I would pick.
Do you want to know who I'd pick?
Who would you pick, Michelle?
I think I would pick Morgan Freeman, and I think he would be funny. And the last person who I'd love it if he were a race announcer, because I think he'd be a hoot, is Neil Patrick Harris. I think he would be he's such a good announcer anyway. Maybe he would do like a musical extravaganza to start the race, but I think he'd be great. So, Mike, this is like a peek into just you and I hanging out, what we talk about, all these questions.
Yeah, it's kind of fantasy run Disney, you know?
Yeah, and, it's fun. So if you have any other answers to these questions that you would have, we would love to hear about it. Post what you think on the Mickey Miles podcast page. And Mike, thank you for taking the time to answer my questions. I'm always interested in what you have to say.
Thank you for inviting me onto the show.
So for Mike Scopa, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and we will see you on the road. The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality of vacation homes for your next Walt Disney World vacation, especially if you are looking for luxury, convenience, and above all, affordability. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com. And by MEI-Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, serving the Disney community for over 15 years with expert advice and fee-free services to help you maximize your vacation dollar and time. Give them a try at MEI-Travel.com or MouseFanTravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.